Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Triple Chalice Tarot. I am your host, Taruk Vishal, and I am accompanied by my lovely co-host, Aluna Odette.
Hello.
Yes, now today, well, this evening, we're going to be talking about working magic with spirits and entities. Just very excited about this topic. You know, spirits and entities is something that I have worked with for many years. My most potent magic has been, I would think, my personal opinion, has been with spirits, okay? Aluna, what about you? Like, have you worked with spirits before? What do you have to say about spirits?
I definitely have worked with spirits before. As far as angelic spirits, I have worked with goetic spirits. I have worked with different fae elementals. And yes, I would say they definitely bring a sort of sense of confidence to your magic and potency
mm-hmm.
to your magic.
No, they definitely
I've seen
do.
A lot of more my spells coming through a lot more quickly and more efficiently when working
yeah.
with the spirit, you know?
You know, and I personally think that spirits have and entities have definitely made my confidence stronger, because what I learned from working with spirits is that you have to go into the ritual, into the magic, with full confidence of your success. The spirit will accept
mm-hmm.
no less, you know? So that is something that is throughout. It doesn't matter what kind of spirit that you work with. You have to go in there confident, not only for your working, but also the spirit manifesting, because, you know, you have to work to develop your spiritual senses in order to interact with that spirit, okay? Now, that is an important
speaking of, that's actually...
Huh?
Yeah, speaking of, I was just going to ask you, just doing some of my research before we got into this show, and it's like I notice a lot of people have a real issue with forming telepathic links with spirits or being able to interpret spirits if they're there or not. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Like how, you know?
Well, I,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, people have to work on their psychic senses. You know, people have this concept about, you know, very Hollywood, like if spirits are just going to manifest in 3D in full form and they'll be able to see them with their eyes. But that's not the reality, you know. You have to be able
Absolutely.
To pay attention. Mm-hmm. You have to pay attention to the subtle energies in the room, the shifting in the room. I mean, You should not be calling any spirits if you don't know how to communicate, okay? You can't get to step C if you don't know step A, okay? You need to build up your magical repertoire before you even think about communicating with a spirit, because if you don't know what you're doing, it's not going to work, okay? You have to be
mm-hmm.
able to develop your psychic senses in order to be able to hear the spirit with your psychic ear. I know sometimes, you know, the clairaudience, you think you hear it outside of yourself, and maybe it may sound like that. I mean, who knows? Maybe in rare instances, you do hear the spirit outside of yourself, and you're able to detect it, like if it's somebody talking to you, you know, and as an outside source. But most of the time, you hear that voice inside of your head, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's a foreign voice that does not sound like you. And it's about discerning that. That is a very important thing when it comes to spirit communication, being able to discern the voice of the spirit and your own. But like I said before, you have to work your way up there. You need to be, you know, doing meditations. You need to be, you know, working with maybe elemental spirits, being able to, you know, communicate with them first, or maybe angelic
and then
spirits
that brings
first.
Us to like our next topic, which, well, not next topic, but you know, bringing up something else, which is preparatory immersion. Before you even get into the ritual room or the ritual practice of calling down the spirit, you know, you have to go through at least a week. I would say a week is the max, 3 days minimum of a preparatory immersion, which is where you read up on the spirit, you know, you gather as much information, you see if the spirit has a working sigil or a direct linkage, sort of maybe a statue or something, or a picture even, and you slowly but surely feel out that spirit's energy, because a lot, you know, they kind of have their own affinities as well, and you know, not every spirit that you call upon is going to be eager to work with you, is going to be receptive or you know, answering to your call. So that's definitely like the safe net too before any sort of deep spiritual working or entity working or calling or summoning, pretty much what it is, a conjuring. You have to go through that process. It's like you're establishing a contract of sort with a business partner. You know, you don't just jump right in and have this partner that you're working with come to your house and you let them inside and see everything. No, you start slowly. You start through emails. You start through telephone conferences. And then after a while, when you feel like you guys are compatible enough, then you go into the ritual working. So that's very important,
definitely,
too, and that's the step.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that. That is the way that's a proper way, is to establish a psychic link and a familiarity with that spirit sometime before you perform the actual ritual. You know, you have to, you know, the spirit has a sigil, you know, focusing on the sigil, you call the spirit's name and knowing, seeing that, you have to see that spirit in your mind before you do that ritual. You have to know ins and outs, you know, you have to know how the spirit will respond, how it thinks, how it feels. You have to feel that spirit, you know. In my, when I would communicate with the spirit, when I would prepare, I would feel the energy of the spirit behind the walls. I could hear the walls, you know, knocking. I could hear noises. I knew I could feel the spirit. I could feel like a fabric over me, but not consuming me. But I could feel it over the room. You know,
mm-hmm.
just the knowing, a comfort that the spirit was there and it was waiting. It was ready for that day. And I would repeat the day of, you know, if it was on a Saturday, I would say Saturday, this day and day, you know. I would speak that because the voice, it is important when it comes to ritual. Now, I want to speak about the different types of spirits. You know, we can't get
mm-hmm.
through everything because this is only a 30-minute show, but I would like to discuss, you know, the different types of spirits and also the misconceptions that there are when it comes to spirits, because there are many misconceptions. Even in the magical community, there are misconceptions when it comes to certain entities and spirits and working with them, and there are a lot of taboos and things that people don't like to discuss and talk about and shun, which I think is very incorrect when it comes to a lot of magical people. You know, you would think that Christians would be judgmental, but a lot of times it's other witches, other magicians who, you know, pretend that they're just so, you know. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So there are different types of spirits. You know, you have the elementals, you know, which are more primordial. They are more, what I use for the elementals? You know, they are primordial. They aren't as powerful or strong, I want to say. I mean, they are powerful and strong now, but there are other spirits who are more complex and who are more developed,
they're,
I would say.
Sentient.
Now, do you agree with that?
I would say they're a little less sentient. They, you know, me working with elementals such as gnomes and the gnome kingdom, the earth kingdom, I would say that I was able to perceive their energy But like you said, it's a difference. It's totally a difference when you're working with an elemental and an angel, okay? The angel has such presence, and with an elemental, it's more like a shared feeling. And a lot of times with elementals, you go into their natural habitat when working with them. So, you know, if you're working with the water spirits, the undines, you know, you would go to a river and feel that energy out. Or the sylphs, you would go to a sort of windy place and feel that energy out. So
and feel them
that's
out,
what I,
definitely. Mm-hmm. It's very elementary, you know, and as a magical practitioner, I personally feel that you must go through the elementary steps first before you know, want to call on the big boys, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can't just jump to step D. Some of us can, but all of us cannot, okay? Now, Aluna spoke about the angels. You know, the angels are very powerful beings, okay? But I personally feel that the angels, you know, you can't come to them for everything, you know? There are some things that they will not work on, and they will not help you in, and they will not work with you, okay? And if they're not going to do it, they're not going to do it, you know? So the angels can be very set in their ways, and they have a strict situation or guideline to what they do. I mean, do you agree with that?
I would say when working with angels, it's more about the self. It's a personal healing, personal growth. Yeah, you're right. Like they won't. Now I will say this: I have worked with angels in personal situations of dealing with bullying. Okay, of calling Michael to ease a situation or remove a person from a certain work situation that was causing me strife, and it was done. Okay, so they will come through and they are very actionable, but you have to be coming from a place of being morally correct in what you're asking for, okay?
Yeah,
they're
and
not
sincere.
And sincere. They're not left hand pat, okay? They're not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know, definitely. Now, going on, you know, well, let's see. What other spirits besides angels would you say
well,
that are?
Let's talk about working with middle earthbound spirits, maybe spirits of past.
Well, like spirits of the dead,
past,
you know.
Yeah, spirits of the dead, past loved
spirits
ones.
Spirits of the dead, I don't know. I haven't really worked with spirits of the dead from what I have, you know, studied on them. They do act very quickly. They work very fast, you know, in the earth realms. They are very earthbound. You know, they're earthbound. They can easily, you know, get things moving in your life, and they can remove obstacles also and people in your life. But I feel personally that it's not the best to work with spirits of the dead because of that energy, and a lot of them have a lot of confusion around them, okay? So I feel many times a lot of them want to cling on to you. I could be wrong. I don't know. But my energy is telling me that a lot of those spirits have a lot of confusion going on, you know, because they're earthbound and they see you and you're a living spirit.
I'll go ahead. I was just going to say it's also, you know, you think of this person, someone who was past that was of this plane, you know, they're very much in the system of how it is to be a part of this realm, which is, there's a sort of bar, not that that's bad, but usually an offering has to be made or some sort of continual ritual offering or some sort of payment for services. And they do tend to become a bit clingy because a lot of times they're in that in-between space and perhaps, I don't know because I'm not on the other side, but it seems like they become closely attached because you know,
nobody's
they
paying attention to them. A lot of those spirits have been dead for a very long time. There might not be family who's coming anymore to see them and, you know, bringing them flowers and tending to them. So now they have you who's calling them, asking them to do favors and bring these things. It's like they're so eager and anxious to help you because they want that attention, that life from you. So they're going to end up clinging from you. And I have heard on some occasions they will even maybe drain you of your life force as a side effect from that. So I personally would not work with spirits of the dead for too long, only for certain situations, and then you move on and you're able to cut that cord off, you know, in whichever way you decide to do that, you know, it's up to you for your personal path. But spirits of the dead, yeah, there is a magical working, but I personally try to, you know, stay away. I respect the dead, you know, I respect them, you know, and I honor their power. But in my path right now, it's just something that I personally am not ready to dive into. Now, when we speak about other entities, like planetary spirits, you know, spirits of the planet Jupiter or Mars or Venus, those are many times very benevolent spirits that you can work on with the energies of the planets. Let's say, for example, for Jupiter, you know, it's about expansion, it's about growth, about money, about business. So there are certain spirits in the realm of Jupiter that can assist you in that, okay, that can give you the extra push that you need in your spell work when it comes to, you know, business or money, or let's say a spirit of the realm of Venus that she, you know, well, a he or she spirit or it that can deal with love and romance and passion and sex, or even Mars, you know. So it depends on that. What do you have to say about planetary and spirits, Aluna?
Calling down planetary energies is definitely it's like almost an invoking working, because you're calling down the affinity of that planet. So like you said, working with Mars, you know, you're looking for confidence, you're looking for that masculine vigor, or with Jupiter, that expansion, that business, you know, you're very career focused, and Venus, you know, also being that more feminine and love, beauty, person. But you, a lot of times when you're working with the planets, it's like you're working on it for yourself. You know, it's almost like working with the angels. You know, it's a self-working process, a self-revealing process, I would say. So, yeah.
Definitely. Now, another type of spirit that I have familiarity with, and that I personally feel there's a lot of misconceptions and lies and just misspoken things about, are the goetic spirits. You know, they have a bad reputation for being demonic or demons or, you know, devilish, hellish entities, when that is the farthest thing from the truth, okay? These spirits are ancient, powerful gods from Sumeria, from Babylonia, you know, from the cradle of civilization, from the Horn of Africa, from Eastern Africa, from the Middle East, you know. These were the gods that were being worshipped when the first constructions were being made, you know what I'm saying? And Judaism and Christianity Judaism primarily was flourishing or beginning to flourish in these times or a little bit afterwards, but still these two people interacted with each other. And Christianity, you know, and Judaism demonized these beings and these entities and transformed them into demons. And the actual word for demon, it means good spirit. That's the actual definition of the word demon symbol is good spirit. So it has been perverted into something else. So these goetic entities, you know, these gods actually, you know, they have been demoted into demons and just a spirit. No, these are gods, okay? These are powerful, ancient, primordial beings and entities that came to these people when they were just developing language, when they were just developing the concept of money and trade, okay? These spirits were the ones who influenced these people. So they are just like how now you have these Wiccans who worship Aphrodite and Zeus and Hecate and Athena and all of that. These goetic entities, they are even higher than that, because they were first, okay? The Greek gods got their power from these first gods, okay? That's the truth. Now, a lot of magical people have fallen into Christian confusion and lies. It's like, how could you be a magical person, but yet you're following into the same misconceptions of Christianity, where you think these entities are evil and you don't want to work with them because the book says that they're demons, when they're not. So I think there is a lot of misconception when it comes to goetic spirits and working with them. And I feel like people need to educate themselves and really find out the truth behind it. You know, you can't be half a magician. You can't be just half of one thing and not learn about the other because of your own ignorance or because of your own comfort. Now, what do you think about that, Aluna? What do you see when it comes to goetic spirits?
Well, I definitely agree with you on a lot of points. I will say, you know, when working with goetic spirits, they are very ancient and they are very responsive, okay? They definitely come through. But the truth be told, a lot of these entities are very, very, not malevolent, but they reign in a very infernal realm, okay? So that's not good or bad. It depends on the situation of what you're calling them for. Obviously, if you're on the the adversary side of this entity and another magician is using this goetic spirit to work against you, then yes, they're going to really scare the living crap out of you. But you gain a lot of wisdom from working with these entities. You gain a lot of wisdom that goes beyond just this realm, this dimension. They really open you up to a lot. And I really like what you were talking about as a magical practitioner, you not being afraid to delve into both sides. Now, that is not to say, okay, just go head first and just summon up, you know, some entity from the goetic that you don't have any understanding of, but you shouldn't be afraid to, and you should also experience and explore that, okay, because that's what's going to grow you as a person. We all have our yin and our yang, okay, and we need constant balance. It's kind of like sometimes seeing a lot of practitioners that they're only, you know, very blissful and always very right-hand path and very white lighter. And it's like, okay, that's not all there is. And you shouldn't be, you're kind of cheating yourself in this life to only, I mean, I have worked with both sides and yet I feel like I'm still a pretty okay, jovial person that doesn't corrupt you. I mean, there are obviously some people that only work with left-hand path entities and they're really dark or they're really, black magic and everything like that. And it's like, okay, but you're really missing out. When a situation calls upon that black magician to finally heal someone or heal themselves, they have no experience in the matter or they don't want to delve into that because they feel they're just so far to the left that it's impossible for them, or vice versa. And it's like, no, you know, we have the duality. It exists within all of us. So, you know, educate yourself and gain experience in these things, okay? Don't be shy in working with spirits or working with both sides of the spectrum of these spirits, okay? It grows you. It really does mature you as a person, and it gives you such a depth magical experience and makes your magical workings more powerful. Okay? So that's my take on it.
Definitely, definitely. You know, I agree with you. And as far as goetic spirits, I personally feel that they're being done a disservice by even being called goetic spirits because the Goetia, whatever you want to call it, was made of, what, like a few hundred years ago. These spirits have existed for 20,000, 30,000 years, you know. So these spirits deserve respect. And, most of them are, if you read the description of what most of them are capable of, a lot of them are about bringing people together, about love, about, you know, finding employment, about communicating with spirits, communicating with animals, communicating with trees. A lot of these spirits are, you know, they're benevolent.
Psychic abilities.
Psychic abilities, how to develop them, how to have dreams, how to open your third eye, how to, you know, it's just endless, okay? There's a spirit for everything. Now, there are, of course, darker spirits, you know, who I would not call them evil because I feel like evil is a human-made concept, okay? But there are maybe some more darker
nefarious.
Spirits who...
Can we say nefarious?
I guess we can. But, you know, there's a purpose for everything. Everything has its purpose, and there is a realm for everything, okay? This is the universe. This is the universe. These spirits are all fragments of the whole of the universe, and that's what spirits really are.
Absolutely.
And that's what we are at the end of the day. We are a fragment and expression of the universe, and so are these spirits. You know, they are us and we are them. You know, you establish that psychic connection, they're in your mind, okay? They are inside of you. It's that easy. Once you call their name, they're here. That's something that you must know as a magician. Once you call a spirit's name, they're listening. There's an instant connection, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that you take lightly and that you don't work with these spirits lightly. This isn't a plaything. So like I said in the beginning, this isn't something that you just jump into. Everybody cannot jump into this. You have to take the steps and develop your psychic abilities, develop your psychic prowess and power so that you can successfully work with these spirits and get the things that you need done, okay? That's what needs to happen. So we only have 3 minutes left to the show. Are there any closing things that you want to say, Aluna?
I think this was an excellent show. I think we, you know, we hit on some things and hopefully shed some light on being
open to
your dual nature and the duality of the nature of the universe. So, that's working with spirits. How about that?
Yeah, and if anybody has any comments, any questions, you know, definitely on Instagram, we left 3 ads pertaining to tonight's show. So if you're listening to the show and, you know, you have some comments, definitely Instagram, which is Triple Chalice Tarot. You guys can find us on there. You guys can also find us on Facebook. You guys can find us on Twitter also. So if you have any questions, any ideas, I mean, I don't know, just any type of communication, we're open to it. We want you guys to talk to us. So thank you all for listening on this wonderful show. I hope you guys loved this topic, and we'll come with many more magical, mystical, powerful, witchy, spicy topics for you guys to listen to. So thank you all. I'm your host, Tarouk Vishal, accompanied by Aluna Odette.
Good night.
And good night, everyone.